the 4Bs Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
This station is powered by Vectis Volunteers that have been honoured by the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service 2020.
It's radio, it's FM 104.6. We've just been having a lovely conversation about animals and pets and things. But first of all, let's welcome Lord Lucas. Morning, Lord. That's got a name, that's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Lord Lucas, yeah, I kind of get compared to many things that rhyme with my name. People call me Glucose, people call me Lucasaid, anything that kind of goes off the tongue.
Lucasaid.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Like the fizzy drink. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we got Alex in as well. We were having a conversation about cats. You've got a cat.
Yeah.
And do you find yourself just watching your animals, just because it's more interesting than possibly the TV?
Yeah, I find myself staring at my fish tank for hours sometimes. Well, maybe not hours. That's a bit of a hyperbole there, but, you know.
Well, you brought in some footage and we were just having a look. And I was fascinated by all the colours. And, yeah, it's so interesting. It really is, but how fascinating is it you've got a phone that captures what's in that tank with so much colour and it's vibrant and so on. Fascinating, really fascinating. I am envious of the fish tank, because I'd love a fish tank myself. I really would. I'm not sure about having one of those, was it a bearded dragon or something like that? I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Then there's me on the other hand showing you Russian midgets and what else.
Yeah, that was a bit strange. There's a bit, and then pictures of yourself from when you were nine when you had some huge great chops on you.
Oh, yeah, some proper curly hair.
And curly hair as well, yeah. No, it was fascinating, I must admit. It was really fascinating. How have your weeks been? Have you had a good week?
Oh, yeah, quite good. On the topic of cats, and so we've been dealing with a bit of a mouse problem at my dad's house, kind of behind the fridge, out of all places.
It's a strange one when you get a mouse, because 9 times out of 10, if a cat brings it in, there's a good chance that it's not going to live very long.
That's the thing, though. Our cat has barely been living up to her potential, but so my dad's had to kind of get mouse traps in there. And they're not even mouse traps, they're literally rat traps. They've been evolving into, like, bigger creatures.
It's like having a vegetarian kitten in the house, isn't it? I mean, who'd have thought? Have you seen this thing that's in the news this morning where they've got a mouse infestation in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and there isn't it like a new species which is like breeding so fast they can't even kill them?
Well, there are so many, and they were saying that this one house has caught light because these mice went in and chewed through the cables and so on, and, you know, there were times when they were going up the road and you couldn't see the tarmac for fur, and you just see how fascinating is that, but then you think, would that come here? Hopefully there won't be another a mouse pandemic they're on tour. They're coming to Britain.
There's enough in London as it already is. I really hope they don't overtake us in numbers.
Did you see the footage, though? Did you see the video? Honestly, you should check it out. In a minute, I want you to check it out because I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I would imagine the closest thing you've seen is like locusts or anything like that.
Cicadas.
I mean, honestly, it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
What do you think they should do?
My solution?
Yeah.
Get snakes. Corn snakes or rat snakes or just any non-venomous snake you can think of, they'll probably eat a mouse or a rat. Okay. Get a bunch of them in, clear out the population. I love snakes.
Get any big animal, get any animal that can like bite their heads off. My cat used to be an actual proper killer, like getting them kill streaks. She used to always like bite them in half, and you could only find the half of their body.
Right. You're going to need an awful lot of cats and snakes to deal with this, because this isn't just your ordinary average load of mice, mouses, call it what you will. There are millions of these things that have just appeared, and there will be a number of people. I'm surprised at your attitude, young man, because I know you like animals.
I'm not a fan of rodents.
Honestly, they did it back then, like hundreds of years ago. So they get enough cats, and I'm sure they'll be able to like kill like at least half the population.
There is a problem though. Cats will also take out bird populations. And they have that problem in a lot of isolated islands. I think the Galapagos has it most.
Well, we are talking about Australia, so the birds there are probably going to be bigger than half the cats.
True.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think what would be really, really funny, they could make this into a film. Couldn't they? They could make this into a film, and part of the trailer would be close up on a mouse talking down the camera saying, "All cats, we're coming for you." How great would that be?
Oh, what, like a gang war?
Yeah. See, how great would that be? That would make a fascinating film.
Amazing documentary, I'd say, yeah.
I mean, I've just listened to you guys do your podcast, and you're talking about Godzilla and the other fella.
Oh, Kong, yeah, he's my favourite. I like him. He's a monkey.
And but this could be the next big thing. The mouse movie. Mm. I mean, there's Tom and Jerry out at the moment.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's, you know, put that on the back burner, because this movie that I've got in my head, all these millions of mice, you know, and that down the camera, sinister look, one of the big head mice says, "We're coming for you, cats. Come into a town near you." I just think that would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that could be for, like, dramatic effect. Like, get a feature from, like, the actual Tom and Jerry, feature some, like, actual deaths and what, so, you know, so what, so forth. You think you can make, like, mice military? Like, make miniature cardboard tanks, miniature guns?
See, now we're cooking, aren't we? We could make this movie. Mm. I think it'd be a fantastic film.
Hollywood? Hire these two.
I knew. We just need the CGI.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some Michael Jackson in 2 ticks. It's 20 past 11.
Our island, our Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got. We talked about your podcast. That's coming out at some point tomorrow, and we're talking about Godzilla, and we've done that.
Yeah. And Godzilla and the streaming platform that Alex got it from. And we'll be talking about another aquatic fish that Alex will be doing.
Okay. Streaming platforms are interesting because, you know, when you go back to 1982, in 1982, Channel 4 launched, which meant we had four channels. That's all, just four channels. There's hundreds and hundreds of channels now. So what do you watch mainly?
Oh, I watch mainly a kind of like sci-fi stuff, maybe Star Wars and that. You can also, like, along with, like, certain platforms like Disney Plus and Netflix, there's also, like, music platforms like Spotify and that. And, like, speaking of music, my mysterious geography teacher from the very first podcast, I mean, the very first session we did, he actually showed me, myself and I, and he got me the artist. The version we watched was by De La Soul.
Yeah,
I think this was like the 1987 one. It was in the 80s/90s. I think the version we watched came out.
Right, Me, Myself and I, De La Soul. They also did something about making my telephone ring. They had a few hits actually. I really liked them. They were in the days of big baggy clothes and weird clothing. But we might dig that out before 12 o'clock and see if we can play it for Mr. Who.
Oh, Mr. B. I like the ongoing theme of just calling him that.
Mr. B?
Yeah, we'll just call him Mr. B.
Right, okay, Mr. B. I'm guessing his name begins with B.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Right. Now, Alex, what else is on the podcast this week?
Well, I'm going to be discussing care for Siamese fighting fish, or commonly sold and known as the best fish.
Right, okay. Not cod or
haddock
or anything like that.
No. It's meant to be on my plate, not...
No. In the ocean, preferably.
Mm. Actually, we should give you a nickname too. Almighty Alex.
No.
That would go off the tongue.
Alex, thanks.
Actually, yeah. That's more suited for your personality.
He meant that. He's just going for Alex, thanks.
I promise.
Read the signs.
Yeah.
We'll think of something, all right? Okay. So what platforms do you watch when you watch TV?
Well, I watch Discovery Plus because I'm a huge, like, I love anything to do with, like, cryptozoology, paranormal stuff. I love all of it. They've got all of that on Discovery Plus. They've got things like Animal Planet as well, where they do all of that on. I just love it.
I've got to be honest, one of the first things I saw when we went over to HD TV for the first time, probably about 12 years ago, one of the first things we watched was one of the Discovery Channels, and they went into the jungle and they had this wild, wild cat, and they had a close-up of this wild cat, and you could see every bit of fur. It was so, so crystal clear. It's fascinating. And those are the sorts of things that if you've got a really, really good TV that you're going to be tempted to watch, because they are fascinating things as well, aren't they? I'm surprised at your attitude with the mouse, though, with all these mice and so on, because I'm thinking, oh, OK, if you've got a snake, then, yeah, it's lunch for snake. But, you know, it's still an animal, isn't it? It's still a living creature.
Kind of. I mean, you can keep them in maybe, like, a lab, and then, like, nobody will have to really see them. But as long as they're alive, I guess nobody can really complain about it because, you know, not all of them are dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flies are living things, but I still kill hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Because I hate them.
They're like aliens. I don't care about them. Just murder them all.
All right. Okay. Most people would say exactly the same thing when it comes down to flies. Yeah, flies are an absolute nuisance, aren't they? Hey, look, let's take a musical break. Well, first of all, we've got Steve Love's Gig Guide. That's coming up. And we've also got a local tune from the White Hot Pipes. As that's coming up, it's called Insanity, their version. It's 11:31 now. Do you know, when they're played properly, they are fantastic sounding, and they don't half lift a song, don't they? That's the White Hot Pipes, who played at Glastonbury a couple of years ago, and they're a local band. They sent us a load of tracks, and we put it on the playlist, and that's what we've been doing now for the last few years with local bands, local artists. They send us a track, and we play at least one local band, artist, singer, songwriter every single hour. Now, I'm a bit concerned because, obviously, I've only heard half a conversation, because let me just picture the scene. So you can see what's going on in your mind, head. Okay? We've got a studio and we've got a screen. There's two students from Carisbrook, the other side, and it's like being in the post office. You know, when you go up and you say, counter number one, please, and you say, can I have a stamp, please, mister? I can't hear anything you say when we're off air. But when we're on air, because we've got headphones on and microphones, I can hear every word. Mm. I did hear you say something about you compared your school to a prison.
Oh, no, that was me just bringing up something somebody told me when I was talking to them about it. Nothing to do with it.
Right.
I'm sure it's definitely not prison. I've already paid the ransom. That happened long ago with my dad.
So, come on, just fill it, because I misheard something. You're saying you're allowed to go into another area now.
Oh, yeah, with the whole bubble. You know bubble stuff, right?
Yeah.
Basically, it's like that in our school, where, like, certain tutors are stuck in certain parts of the school, and they can only, like, socialise with a group of people in their year, and they can't, like... I mean, the main school can go, like, basically everywhere, but my part of the school with me and Alex, we're stuck in this one bit, and we can only go out to certain lessons on our own with the teachers of that, like, respected session. And I'm hoping, after half-term, the person who takes care of this part of the school will get to kind of let me go out during break times and, like, have, like, the actual experience that I'm meant to have, you could say. Like, I told my parents, and they were like, oh, yeah, this is very essential to, like, socialising and that. And, I mean, I've always told them this. I don't want to pester the school and that, you know. They already have enough pressure as it is, but they said it's fine if you want to, you know, get it out, get it out.
OK, so is that happening now, or are you got to wait until after half-term?
Wait until after half-term for it to happen. I just got told about an update about it this morning, saying that they're trying to do something. Thank you, Mr. Stamp.
Are you looking forward to this, Alex? Is this something you think is, you know, you're fearful of, or bring it on?
Let me put it this way. I would rather deep clean my tank from all the algae I can find than go back out there.
Right, okay. I'm trying to work out, because I know...
Algae is not fun to deal with. It Alex, never goes away.
Alex okay. is quite the opposite of me, I you could say.
So you're concerned about it?
Yeah, don't... I have, like... probably about two or three friends, both of which are in the centre, so...
So you don't have to worry about what's on the outside?
Yeah, just... I don't tend to socialise with people out there. They don't tend to socialise with me, so we just sort of... it's like a sort of... they're there, I'm there. We don't talk, I don't get involved. I don't even know their names.
Yeah, would you feel the same way if COVID hasn't happened, or is this something that's, you know, that it's put you into this mindset?
Oh, no. I've been like this for years.
Right, okay.
I just don't like people.
So you're like me, I'm antisocial like that as well. Honestly. Yeah. Sorry, I just called you antisocial. But I mean, you know, that's I'm a bit like that. Humans sometimes can irritate, can't they?
Yeah.
Definitely. Me, on the other hand, I have like three or two friends, just like Alex, who, but instead they are outside and I'm trying to constantly see if I can talk to them online and that.
Okay. So what is going to be your ideal job when you leave school and life's a little bit different? What is going to be your ideal job?
Probably get my dream marine biology job, or I may even take herpetology. That is also an option I'm willing to go with. Settle down, maybe, and then just live away as a hermit for the rest of my life with my snakes.
With your snakes?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And I know that if you were to place an order now, there's a lot of mice that you could feed that snake coming over from Australia, so they won't go hungry. So is that your ideal pet, a snake? What sort of snake?
Well, corn snakes are quite nice to take care of, but I love Mexican black king snakes. They are just these jet black, perfectly harmless small constrictors. They're non-venomous. So you could probably let your kids handle them if you wanted to, if they wanted to, because I know a lot of people don't like snakes.
Yeah, ironically, I want to become a plumber. So if you heard last radio, that's kind of quite a fearful thing for me to do. But, you know, good paying job, easily enough toilets on the Isle of Wight, get some money.
But if you're a little bit antisocial and like to keep yourself to yourself, you're going to have to go into other people's houses and socialise, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm fully capable of that. I think I'd be able to come up with a conversation, or I'd at least be able to try and, like, talk about what's up with the toilet for long enough.
Okay. So that's what you want to do? You want to be a plumber?
Possibly, yeah. I have other things in mind, but I feel like it's the better choice to do if I want to be on the Isle of Wight, maybe.
May I make a recommendation? The stopcock.
We had this conversation last week.
That's what I was being scared of. That's what I was thinking of when I was becoming a plumber. I might just have to have a separate week to learning about that one bit of the toilet, so nobody has to bring it up again.
Have you found out where the stopcock is in your house?
No.
You still haven't?
Not at all. So I'm hoping that I'll learn about it, possibly in college or sixth form or wherever I'm doing it.
They can't teach you where your stopcock is in your house.
Oh, I mean, is it in the toilet?
I don't know.
I think it's at the back of the toilet or something.
It could be anywhere. There's probably some kind of thing you've got to twiddle in the toilet which seals off the toilet's water, but then the overall stopcock will be
somewhere,
and it could be outside, it could be upstairs, it could be downstairs, it could be under the, you know, in a cupboard under the stairs. Who knows?
I'm praying it's just somewhere in the toilet. I just want to open up the lid and find it like that. It has to be. I hope it's that easy.
And you want to be a plumber?
No, I'll learn. I have the commitment, I promise you.
I'm just thinking, where did I put my wellies? If you're going to come around and fix something. Honestly, find out that you've got 2 weeks to do this, because you're not back for 2 weeks. You've got half term coming up. You need to find out where the stopcock is. That's the most important thing. Okay? Because if just all of a sudden you get some kind of leakage, you need to turn that stopcock off. You need to know where it is for a start. They can't teach you that at college, because it could be anywhere in your house. Mainly it would be, I would imagine, under your sink somewhere. In the kitchen.
Somewhere.
Or
yeah.
Be in there.
Near the toilet. Yeah.
In a bathroom, toilet, whatever.
To be fair, I'd probably end up breaking it so bad, Alex would have to turn it into like an aquarium. you could just like...
I'll take that. That's a free aquarium.
But how small would it be, though?
I could put some shrimp in there if it's that small.
Look at you, the housebusters, aren't you, you two? We're going to take a break. We're going to come up 4.6, 7 minutes away from midday. We've got Ben in from Wharton Estate Agents a little bit later. We're going to find out, is it a good time to sell at the moment, a good time to rent? All those details are coming your way in the next hour. We've got, say, cheerio to the chaps from... you've got to go back to school this afternoon. But you know that... Come Friday, you've got a week off.
Exactly, not for long. We'll be having free time for quite a while.
What are you going to be doing, Lucas?
Like I said beforehand, I honestly most likely just stay in daily exercise. I'll try and link up with my friends. You know who I'm talking about, to Caggy. We'll try and, you know, go out somewhere in Newport. But yeah, we'll most likely just stay at home.
Hang
and
on, backtrack. Daily exercise, what does that involve?
Oh, basic stuff, little like jog around my house, kind of like a local area that I can like get behind 10 or so minutes, and I do some inside stuff. I just kind of search up YouTube videos that I can do on the daily, that which kind of consist of like something well rounded.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing?
Well, I did actually go down to a pet shop. I think it was last weekend, and I saw these big massive terrariums up there for about £200, £250. That's a bargain, considering what people sell for terrariums. So I might go up there, maybe pick something up.
Mm. Okay, so a bit of shoplifting for you next week, then, is it? That sounds like a whole lot of money.
It's going to be gradually saving up. I probably won't buy it this week or during the half term, but it's definitely going to be a saving process.
Mm. Are you like needing a week off because it's been a long term?
I'd get 2 weeks personally, but I can't have too much beauty rest.
Now, last bank holiday, your dad failed to tell you that it was a bank holiday, and he almost got away with it.
This is too obvious. I would have automatically known about this no matter what. Dad isn't that charismatic.
Okay. Is it work today?
Work for him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, quite a bit.
Is he at work today?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I hope he's doing the best. Don't put too much. I hope he isn't too stressed out.
What lessons have you got this afternoon?
Maths, unfortunately. And
humanities,
geography.
Yeah, yeah, geography of Mr. B.
Now I'm going to ask you a random question, which links to our guests coming in today between 12 and 1. We're talking estate agents. Okay. How much do you reckon the average house would cost?
On the Isle of Wight or in the UK?
Let's go on the Isle of Wight.
I want to say in between, like, 300 to maybe... I mean, yeah, 300,000 to maybe, like, 500,000. I feel like that's a bit over the top, 500,000.
Okay, what do you reckon, Alex? Average house. I haven't got a clue, by the way. We're going to find out in the next hour.
Well, I think we bought ours for around 100 and... No, not 100, sorry. 300 and... 350-ish, but I think it's 392 now.
Okay, it's interesting. And what we can also ask as well, and you might be interested in this, is if you buy a £300,000 house, how much do your wages need to be?
Well, from my... I mean, if I'm estimating, a good plumber would be around...
plumber that knows where the stopcock is.
Yeah, 90,000, or I think from what I've heard, or was it 50,000? I have no clue, but either way, 90 or 50,000 is still pretty good for a house like that. If I were to slowly pay it off year by year, it would probably take me around four and a half years, depending on how much money I'm deciding to give away each year.
I bet there's a lot of plumbers out there now that are thinking, oh, cookie, I wish I was on 90,000 a year.
They're scared of me.
Hey, look, you have a great week off, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
You too.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.